I came here and applied for refugee status, and I was granted refugee status in the end of 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you feel that people believed, obviously the authorities believed your story and that they granted you refugee status, but did you feel that Irish people on the whole believed that you were coming from a legitimate case, or did they think you were just trying to pull a fast one?
Well, I think the authorities believed that I had a legitimate reason. That's why they granted me refugee status.
Yeah.
And they have maybe decided my case based on my country where I came from. But at the same time, but the public will not have an idea where I came from.
Mm.
They'll just maybe see that I'm person who came here maybe with not a legitimate reason or maybe to come to spoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you think people are nervous about an influx? Do you think people worry that there's going to be loads of people coming over?
Like, well, I think that's really a big problem in the Irish as a community. That there's that belief that people are coming, a number of refugees or a number of migrants are coming in the country in an influx in a high number, which is really a fear to the people themselves, because they're seeing that maybe the whatever it is, the public service or whatever, maybe the housing is getting a problem. So there's fear between the community themselves that people are really coming in.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have made that comment. Economists have said that, you know, while our economy was going well, people were happy to see more people coming in. But if things start to turn bad, that's when the problems arise.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of economists have talked about that. But at the same time, for the last maybe 10 years, Ireland have been doing well. So they still, to get that gap, I mean, there are a lot of jobs that have been created in this country for the last maybe 10 years. So at the same time, you need that population or you need that immigrants coming and filling that. But now this is a global problem. So the jobs are diminishing or things are changing. So people should accept this is now it's a global problem that there are no maybe jobs there.
Yeah, because I suppose, I mean, while you've come as a refugee and you're coming from a war-torn situation and you're looking for safety, a lot of people say, well, it's kind of coincidental that we only seem to start to get refugees during the time that the economy started to improve, or is that the case?
Well, a lot of people will accept that, but at the same time, I think, or the government itself or the people, maybe the public know that there are some countries that which has really a problem which are in war, but there are some countries that maybe they are not in war. So that's now it's a matter of the government or any authority to decide that this person or whoever it comes from a war-torn country while this other person that comes from another country. So I think that's really a government issue.
And do you see that people see it as a positive thing? Are you, you know, in your day-to-day reactions with people, do you find that there is that positive sense?
I think there is a positive sense, because if you see Ireland trend economy boom for the last 10 years, I think immigrants are the one who are really pushing that economy up. At the same time, there might be a small number of people maybe will not bring any positive contribution to a country. So you can have both positive and negative, but I think the positive side is much higher than the negative side.
Outweigh the negatives, yeah. And yet, though, I mean, recently the Integrate Ireland Centre for Language Learning is being threatened with being closed. You know, so there isn't... Are they really serious about doing something for integrating people?
I think closing down the centres really has a really a negative impact to a lot of communities, ethnic minorities, or a lot of migrants who have problem with the language. So I think closing down is also now giving it's a barrier to the people, or it's a problem, because a lot of these people came in this country they don't have any language, they don't know English. Some of them have never been schooled. Some of them are illiterate. So I think closing that down really, I think the integration still not be. I think people not be able to integrate in a good manner, from my own point of view. Yeah.
Mm. So do you think they're just sort of paying lip service to the idea of integration, but not providing the facilities for it?
I think that's the real problem, yeah. And yeah. I think integration is just a word itself, but I think implementation is really a problem, because the government has to come with a good policy, trying to strengthen the language or to integrate people in a good manner through opening maybe a lot of schools and what, so that people can learn English and what.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, but closing down, I think it's really bad, yeah.